This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The great legendary B.B. King. Always trying to find music that doesn't fit the woman screaming that thing into the phone. It is time now for Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances, ladies and gentlemen. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. And Dana Wright gets the honorary first grievance of every week.
My grievance is that all gray cars look the same because all of the cars on the road today are gray because of the snow and ice, and it makes it very difficult to chase a car from the air while we are all anticipating a pit maneuver that we did not end up getting to watch.
And that chase has ended, and we didn't get to see it because they ended up following the wrong car. Mm. But it was fun while it lasted.
But Aunt Marge going to get her groceries sure got some TV time.
Yeah, she did. Grandma, you're on the TV. Please.
What did you do?
Yeah, right. We do have a couple of open lines if you want them at 913-586-7798. Please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday.
They and got him.
He is in custody. Apparently, from some sources of ours, the police helicopter also lost the would-not-pull-over guy.
They ended up finding their man. Let me see. Near.
What's the address?
An apartment complex. 38th.
No, those look like.
Seven Oaks Park, 38th near downtown.
Oh. Yeah, it's just a residential neighborhood. Sure what was going on with the vehicle, but the suspect decided that they were going to park it on the curb and take off on foot. And
it didn't get
very far because you can see the car where it was parked in the shot if they zoom out enough. He like made it like
right
35
there.
Steps.
Good.
The officer said, not today.
Idiot. Or he slipped and fell on the ice.
I hope
he slipped and fell on the ice.
Well, they currently got him in handcuffs in front of a police cruiser.
Idiot.
913-586-7798. We have a couple of Scots. We'll start with the one in Kansas City. Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
First, I want to let you know the pyramids, I think, in Egypt are supposed to be corresponding with the belt of Orion.
Okay.
And number two is, and the story about the stabbing near the U.S. Embassy in Berlin, you missed the lady. I think that lady said, at the foreign desk.
Oh, we heard it.
Oh, but my grievance was, one day I was in one of the $1.25 stores, and I was going to get a can of pineapple, and I swear I saw from the side of my vision, I saw cans of apricots. I was like, that might be interesting. So a few weeks later, I go into another store, and I don't see them, and I keep on looking around, and sometimes I ask some of the people, you know, hey, have you guys ever had those in there? And they're like, no. So what I think the deal was that I was looking, like I said, it was in the side of my vision. I think what I actually saw was carrots. And if you kind of compare those two words, apricots and carrots, they would kind of look alike if you weren't, looking directly at it, So I think that's what I saw. But now that's stuck in my head now. So now every time I go into one of those stores, I have to go over there and look to see if they have those,
Okay. All right, man. I got you in. Scott, thank you for the call, buddy. Tristan in North Kansas City. Hello.
How you doing today, Scott?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Well, Savior, thank you. My grievance is with you, Scott. Dana, there's a bet you need to settle up with Scott over a certain how long a relationship between Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Was that $100? That I want to say it was $100.
It was $100.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you reminded me of that. I really am.
My grievance is with Tristan.
I'm sorry, Scott. You're an upstanding citizen of the community. I think you should keep that moniker going by honoring an agreement.
I will pay her in installments of $20 a month.
I think that is the right thing to do. I am proud of you.
Accepted.
Thank you. Thank you, Tristan. Another Scott, this one in Gower, Missouri. Hello, Scott.
Hello. Hey, I have a gratitude.
Okay, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, this week marks my son's one-year anniversary of his big boy job that he got after graduating college, after we were told because of his Asperger's he would never graduate high school.
Oh.
But he scored a job with the United States Department of Agriculture.
Good for him.
Wonderful,
for
Scott. Wonderful.
And I owe it all to my wife.
Of course you do. Smart man.
Yeah, she didn't give up on him.
That's Scott, that's a great story, man. Thank you for it, and congratulations to your son.
Thank you. I'll let him know.
Okay. All right, man. Hey, a couple people just dropped off for reasons unknown. You're welcome to jump in if you want. 913-586-7798. We have a couple of lines open right now. Jim in Sibley. Hello, Jim.
Hello, gang.
Hi.
Well, I'm sorry to report this, but my grievance is, after much thought, I've come up with what happened to our gang in New Orleans. You know, New Orleans is the home of Marie Laveau, the famous voodoo priestess. She mm-hmm. passed away in 1881, but some say she's still there. So she's held a grudge against the Hunt family since they passed up New Orleans, you know, over 60 years ago. So she's mad about that. And so then here comes the Philadelphia Eagle fans, who in Star Trek terms are the Klingons of NFL fandom. And they made a deal with Marie, and you know what happened. So, you know, I just have to put it out to that, you know. I'm looking at it, maybe getting this to coast to coast. I don't know.
You should, Jim. You should.
Right on.
Listen, folks. If you ask any of the players, the Chiefs players, what happened to them, they won't remember.
Okay, Jim. Thank you, man. Let's go to Will in Overland Park. Hello, Will.
Good afternoon, my friends.
Good afternoon.
I have a grievance and a gratitude.
Okay.
And if I may, I don't know if you remember, last year in April, I had a severe accident on the job. I was on a fire claim and walked into a room that had no floor and got busted up pretty bad.
Wow.
And it has taken, I broke my jaw, broke my nose, tore my MCL in my knee, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the insurance company that handles the workman's comp, in their infinite wisdom, has done nothing. They didn't even pay the emergency room, 3-hour emergency room bill that was over $95,000.
Wow.
They let Medicare pay that. So they got off the hook on that. But it took them until January to finally get me in to see an orthopedist about my back. And when they were doing my neck and spine scans, both MRI and CT scans, they found a mass on my pancreas.
Mm. Wait, that otherwise they would not have found, Will?
Correct.
Wow.
And they said, you need to see an internist about this. And they originally diagnosed it as a pancreatic neuroendocrine tumor. Say that three times.
Right.
I'd rather not say it once.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was a death sentence. As it turns out, that's not what it was. And for that, I am grateful. And I listen to you guys all the time coming home. I referred my friends to you because I don't always have to agree with what you say, but you say it like it is, and that's what I love about you.
Well, Will, go ahead. Continue, please. Sorry.
Well, anyway, I'm grateful they found this. I chose not to have it removed. Huh. I'm having drug therapy instead, and I'm going to be just fine.
Yep.
But had these goofballs not done what they were supposed to do,
you wouldn't have known.
I may never have found it.
Well, Will, we're grateful for you as well. And thank you for the call, man. That's fantastic.
Be well.
913-586-7798. We do have some open lines if you want them. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. All right, a couple from the text line here. And if you want in, by the way, 586-7798. My grievance is that many of the grievances today are taking too long to explain. Okay. My Festivus Friday grievance, please, when I spend time cooking and making everything just right, and before anyone even tastes it, they start adding salt and pepper. At least taste it first. Grrr.
I hear you. I don't care who you are. At least take a couple bites, and then you can add salt and pepper.
From 8141, my grievance is people inquiring as to how much your wedding costs for flowers, etc., and then adding, quote, such a waste for one day.
Oh! Mm. That's a really negative take on what's a beautiful day. Really wow. Negative.
913-586-7798. Joseph in Lee Summit. Hello, Joseph.
Hello. Hi. Scott, I am so sorry about Tristan. That was a evil thing for him to do to you.
That was a cold blow, man to man.
My grievance and public service announcement to the listeners is with the Odyssey KMBC text line. If you feel like you want to send a text in and it starts the sentence with stop or quit, you get unsubscribed from the KMBZ and you don't get to text anymore. And that needs to be fixed.
Actually, the last part of your grievance, and I'm not challenging it, but it's not true.
I will offer a clarification, Joseph. You are absolutely still able to text in. When you have a public text line similar to ours, it is law somewhere, I don't know where, or if it's just they make you do it. I'm not sure. Anyway, you have to have the option to unsubscribe from automatic text responses. So all that is doing is fulfilling that requirement to say, if you say end, quit, stop, any of those, you're going to get that automatic text response. It does not mean that you can no longer text. You can text again immediately, and we will see it.
Got it. What? So if it starts with stop or quit, do you still see it?
If anywhere in your text is the word stop or quit, it will automatically send you that reply.
And yes, we still see it.
And yes, we do see it. Yes.
Oh, okay, perfect. Awesome. Okay.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great weekend, buddy. Leroy in North Kansas City. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
All right. I got a couple of gratitudes. First one's going out to Sam for being able to understand me while I tried but failed to scarf down the rest of my food before he answered the call. But he still understood me. So good job, Sam.
Good.
Nice.
All right. Second grievance, twofer, Wink and Amy jumping on with the morning or the midday show. Awesome. That was so cool and fun. Normally, you only hear them for a couple hours in the morning with the news. So that was awesome. That was really great.
We love them.
That's a gratitude. You said grievance.
Yeah, we love them.
That's a gratitude.
Oh,
yeah.
Did I?
Yeah, that's all right.
Oh, they're all gratitudes. My fault. All gratitudes.
Okay.
The second or the third one. See, I'm all backwards today. The third one is going to be for the road crews, the tow truck drivers, heck, even the roadside assistants. You guys killed it this week with the snow and everything. Killed it. Roads were awesome.
Good.
Leroy, thanks for the call, and have a great weekend. 913-586-7798. And Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. Tracy in Oak Grove. Hello, Tracy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Happy Festivus.
Same to you. Welcome.
Oh, well, so my grievance is with all three of you, and it's on behalf of Daniel. Because you guys have teased him so much, and I travel the metro all the time for work, and I'm so used to hearing what the weather is in Lee's Summit, and I don't hear it anymore. It has disappeared, because I don't think Daniel's allowed to say it anymore.
Well, that wasn't Daniel that used to say Lee's Summit. That was...
Are you sure?
It was one of our traffic guys, wasn't it?
Jay Edwards used to say it that way all the time.
Jay Edwards? Oh.
That's right. Okay. And because... Some background here, because Scott would poke fun at that, I started to make sure I got that apostrophe and the split in
it's
that.
It's not an apostrophe. It's like four or five extra E's.
So proper. I mean, who would argue with the Encyclopedia Britannica?
That correct. You do not want to go there.
Encyclopedia Britannica.
Oh, no, you did not just birth like that. You just get did out. Not just give birth to
oh
that
my,
on this
that's
program.
That's a great nickname. That goes great with the one from a few days ago.
Encyclopedia Britannica. Really?
No, Encyclopedia Britannica.
And you know, it's 22 degrees in Lee's
there we go.
Summit.
There it is.
Tracy, you know Dan waxes his mustache. Does that take any of the chrome off the trailer hitch? It's true.
Well. I'm twirling it now.
I can hear it. Thank you, Tracy. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Tracy.
Brandy in Platte City.
Well, hey.
Hi.
How y'all doing? Which I don't usually ask because that's a peeve of mine, but it's out. So there you go. Hey, I have a really unusual gratitude for me. So, Scott, usually I find myself screaming at the radio a lot because you and I don't agree on a lot of things. However, I will tell you, I've been listening for a really long time. I will tell you, it really struck the gratitude, by the way. It really struck me as I was listening to y'all discuss the Ralph Yarrell case. I have really grown to appreciate the fact that you don't just read, you know, the stories of what's happening, but you actually took a moment to express your frustration, your compassion, and you really, as I start thinking back about, you know, all the things that you talk about, you come down so often on what's right and what's good and being a good person, and that you set an example for that, like no pressure, you know, this is your job, but like no pressure, but people are listening to that. And I don't think we have enough of that in the world right now. So good job, you. Keep it up.
Thanks.
And thanks for being a force for good. You're really, really needed and important. So thank you.
Thank you, Brandy. That was so kind. Thank you.
I don't deserve what you just said, but thank you. I'm humbled. 913-586-7798. By the way, several people have dropped off in the last couple of minutes. So if you want in, we will get you on. 913-586-7798. Dakota in Blue Springs. Hello.
Hey, love the show. I call in a lot. My grievance is with independents. There's not enough food diversity out there. You got burgers, chicken, or Mexican.
That's a good grievance.
That is a good grievance.
We need like some Indian food or like Thai food or something different to mix it up.
Dakota, thank you for the call, man.
You know, that's one of the things I will sing the praises of the Lenexa City Center. There's always something new going in, out in there. There's a new pho restaurant that went in like 2 weeks ago. You know, it's like one of those, like, what do you call the concept thing? Sam's on the phone or he would know, where you go into one big area and there's like,
it's a food court.
Sort of. Yes.
I know what you're talking about.
But without the mall and the weird people.
Yeah. Cause they have a, I go there often.
You can get waffles.
An Ethiopian.
Yes.
Oh, their Ethiopian cuisine place is so
There's a new noodles
good.
Place, Sam. It just went in like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
And they, in the middle of it, in the food court, is a coffee shop.
Yep.
And then right next to it is Mexican food, I believe, still.
Yep.
And then they've got a burger joint in the back with TVs. That's right next to the Ethiopian.
It is so smart to me, like just the whole concept. I know Overland Park has one. There's other cities around that have those.
Sure.
Go check it out. If why can't I think of the word? It's not consortium, but there's a word for it. When
food hall.
Yeah, it's like
food court,
food concept hall, or pop up something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I love it.
By the way, if we're going to talk about the lack of food diversity in Independence, dare I say you have to include Western Shawnee in that. There is a Tanner's, there is a Nick and Jake's.
I just talked to our boss about this today.
And that's it.
Yeah.
For sit-down dining.
You would think there would be a lot more variety out there.
Out in Western Shawnee.
Go to Fazoli's.
That's in Eastern Shawnee.
That's a chain.
But you're so dumb. You would think with all the people that are out in Western Shawnee, that there would be a ton of nice sit-down restaurants.
Yes.
There's only Tanner's and Nick and Jake's, and that we have a Chinese takeout that I'm going to tonight, but you can't sit down and eat there. It's a takeout only.
You got to get out of the bubble. We do it all the time. You got to get in your car.
We're going to be doing some fine dining in Overland Park tomorrow.
Okay, good.
I know.
Good.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Elise or Elsie. Elise, I think it is. And Ben and Dawn and Mike, everybody else. Hang tight. We'll get with all of you in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, let's get to it. Elise, I believe I'm pronouncing it correctly, in Ottawa. Hello.
Hi. Yes, it is Elise. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good, good. So I have a grievance today, and it is on the DMV, particularly the Florida DMV. Going to call them, they do not have any hold or anything. You just have to keep calling until you get in queue.
Oh.
No hold at all for them. So it's a pain in the butt when you have to call them for 2-3 days and you still haven't talked to them.
Most places have that thing now where it says, if you would like to leave your number and we will call you back, you will not lose your place in line. And I never know whether to believe that or not, but most of the time they will call you back.
Nope. This one does not have it. And it ends right after it goes through all of the menu options and says you can go to an automated line. And then the automated line kicks you off.
Nope.
So you have to just keep calling in order for it to go through.
Ooh.
And then they put you on hold after 36 times me calling them.
Wow. Elise, that's a good grievance. Thank you for it. Frank in Leavenworth. Hello, Frank.
Hello.
Hi.
Happy Friday.
Same to you.
My grievance is about customers that don't listen right off the bat. I've worked for, like, the big three pizza chains, and I currently work for a storage facility. And when you answer the phone, you go, hello, thank you for calling storage facility. This is Frank. How may I help you? And their immediate reply is, this storage facility? Like, yes, you just call them. Like, how do you not know who you just called? And it's their regular customers that have been with us for like 5 or 7 years. It doesn't make any sense. Anyways, that's my grievance.
Okay.
Have a good Friday.
You too. Thank you for it.
By the way, ever since we read the grievance about the grievances being too long, people are getting to the point.
The brevity is refreshing.
Ben in Gladstone. Ben, hello.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
Well, wasn't Brian's forecast wonderful?
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it's gonna be nice.
Hey, I know. I can't wait. My grievance is with these tow companies. Now, everybody knows there's been a lot of wrecks for the last 2 weeks, and you know, it used to be when they were clearing a wreck, they would sweep up the glass and car parts and you know throw them in the trunk. Well, they don't do that anymore. You know, and then what? 2 miles down the road, here you see 3 or 4 cars. Pulled over with flat tires.
Yep.
So, you know, if they could just clean up the mess, it would be great.
There's a lot of car debris out there.
Oh, I know, but, you know, there was one on the Kitbon Bridge earlier this week. Oh, there was car parts all over the place. But, you know, and they were just out there laying on the road. People were trying to dodge them around, but anyway, I mean, I know it's a tough job, but, you know, it's just... You're hoping that you're not the one that's going to be 2 miles down the road pulling over with a couple of flat tires.
Yep.
Ben, thank you for the call.
Real quick, I cannot believe we have not had the grievance yet that some of the school kids have been out all week. You know, Excelsior Springs was out today. Some of the kids did not go to school all week. And I'm not saying that's good or bad or otherwise. Like, if the buses can't get around, they can't get around.
Well, there's a store here.
My goodness.
I believe it's most of the districts who are out even part of the week
if you are out the entire week. If you have a job where you just can't take 5 days off and you have littles, you know, maybe third grade or younger, this was not a good week for those parents.
By the way, in Lee's Summit, this is a story we have in the stack but didn't get to. Yesterday was their 11th weather day, which was over the limit. So they pushed the last day of school to Monday, June 12th, until the school board got involved and the members of the school board said, not up in here. They voted to keep their last day of school as May 30th. Now, I don't know if they're going to try to take away a holiday somewhere in there or a teacher in service day somewhere in there and just, you know, let's get the kids back in school. Because I think by law, you have to have a certain number of days with butts in seats.
It's hours now, yeah.
Or whatever, to get the money from the state. And so they're probably going to get rid of some holiday or some teacher in service.
I know their reasoning is they didn't want kids standing out in sub-zero temperatures, but I remember going to school, walking to school in mm-hmm. sub-zero temperatures.
Let's go to Moderate Fan on line six. Is this same, listen, some of the time I'm a moderate fan?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, now before we get to your grievance, Moderate Fan, when your phone rang our switchboard, it came in not as Bill or Tom or Eric or anything. It came in as Moderate Fan. That means that you have set your phone to Moderate Fan.
No.
Yes.
No, I have not.
Okay.
But I'll take that as a compliment. I'm not even the original guy. I just said it a couple times ago because I loved that that soundbite.
So you're not the original Moderate Fan. There can only be one original Moderate Fan.
No, but one time I called in like that, and you were like, say that every time. I'm like, okay.
Well, what's your grievance, Moderate Fan? 2.0? Well,
my grievance, Mr. Scott Parks, is with you, and you've heard it before. One of our listeners a couple weeks ago said you're using the word, I'm humbled, incorrectly.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I looked it up. I did look it up, and you're actually correct. To humble or to be humbled means to lower oneself in dignity or importance.
Yeah, that's like if you get your butt kicked.
You were humbled.
That's one that Moderate Fans, someone pointed out, and we've already forgotten it.
That's true.
Uh-huh. And if somebody's giving you a compliment, like that sweet lady before, you should be flattered, not humbled.
Flattered. You are flattered. We're going to write that down so you don't do it again.
I'm confused, though, because, you know, people talk about humility as being a character trait that you want to acquire.
Yeah.
You want humility. Humility, I looked it up in the dictionary yesterday, as a matter of fact, because it was a part of a conversation I was having with someone. Humility is the act of being humble.
I think you should say you were flattered.
Okay. All right, Moderate Fan. Thank you for the call. Don in Independence. Hello, Don.
Hello. So I know you guys cannot challenge a grievance, but I will. Okay. I live in Independence, and there's plenty of places to eat. There is Chinese food all over the place. There's Italian all over the place. Very good sit-down Italian places, not just like Olive Garden, which I love as well. There is Saints. There's Chipotle, Pepper Jack's, Firehouse. We have two Whataburgers. There's plenty of, we have a pizza ranch. We have plenty of places to eat, Blue Springs. So, leave us alone.
Okay. And
I would also like to say, I agree with the guy who gave the kudos out to the road crews. That is a very hard job in freezing temperatures. And, I'm very thankful that they were out there doing that.
Amen. And they work in 12-hour shifts, and I have no idea how they get a bathroom break when you're plowing the roads for 12 hours. I mean, do you just pull into a Quick Trip with your big old snow plow?
Yeah.
Write your name in the snow.
That is not advice we're giving. Mike in Overland Park, hello.
Hi. Love the show. Thank you all for putting it on for us, and I have a gratitude.
Okay.
My gratitude is for all of the rescue groups, all of the lost dog posts, all of the things that are put out that these organizations, these shelters, these rescue groups are doing
to save the pets in Kansas City and Overland Park, everywhere around us. They are going out, not just looking at the posts and hoping for the best. They're going out in the neighborhoods. They're driving through the parks. They're walking through the neighborhoods, calling the dogs and cats and whatever's names to try to help them, to try to save them. And then if they get them, they're paying the medical bills. They're getting them spayed and neutered. They're fixing their broken legs, all of that stuff. And they're out there. You know, I step out on my back porch in the morning and go, gosh, it's cold. I wouldn't want to be out here for more than a minute. They're out there for hours. And I just think that we really need to support these groups so much more than we do. And I thank you and I thank them.
All right. Mike, thank you for the call.
That is good. 913-586-7798. We have a full board. We will try to get with as many of you as we can after a quick break here on Dana and Parks Festivus Friday. All right, let's wrap it up. Final segment of Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. Preston in Warrensburg. Hello, Preston.
Hey, I just wanted to call in because I got a grievance thrown on me last Friday about being an Eagles fan and being too nice at work. So I got a gratitude today. And my gratitude is the fact that the Eagles beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl with 6 sacks, 4 pass rushers, and 0 blitzes. That's my gratitude.
A lot of smack now.
And I've got my coworker right next to me because we're going out to dinner tonight.
Well, good. Preston, we appreciate the gratitude.
Well, good. That wasn't the response I was getting. Thank you. I was going to get Scott. So.
And I hope your dinner makes you sick.
Oh, that's the.
Goodbye.
I agree.
I'm kidding.
I concur. I mean, not super sick. No, like, just like, you know, salmonella or something.
Maybe just throw up when you get home.
Or
something.
Poops trip just for a couple hours.
Mm-hmm. Jared in Raymore. Jared, hello.
Die, birds, die.
Amen.
For that guy. No, I was going to give a quick gratitude grievance to my children. I'm assuming that a lot of parents can relate to this, but in fact, a couple of nice young gentlemen, boys of mine, that we got the pleasure of meeting you at the outdoor show there, Mr. Parks. And it's the work ethic of a sloth until you throw a few bucks at them. And next thing you know, they're Tennessee coal miners trying to get everything done in the house. But why does it take that? I mean, I asked them, I simply challenged them to, why are you not outside scooping the driveway back in my day kind of thing? And then the following day, of course, no school, Dana. I know we all love that. And next thing you know, they threw a smorgasbord at me. We washed the dog. We did the dishes. We did the laundry. Cleaned the house, made the beds, and threw it right back in my face. So my gratitude, Lennox, Rocco, you guys got me on that one.
All right, man. Angela in Kansas City, hello.
Hi, I have a gratitude, and I'm grateful that the area school districts did go ahead and call out school. I know Dana was talking about how it's inconvenient for some of parents that have littles, but a lot of my students, they don't own, you know, the right kind of coats. They don't own the right kinds of shoes. And they just cannot be out in these temperatures. It really doesn't matter the time or the distance. They will freeze out there. So I'm grateful for that because I know that a lot of our families, they don't have what they need. So that's my gratitude.
Thank you for sharing it. Carolyn in Tonganoxie. Hello.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, my grievance is with these two women at the store today, and they were standing there taste testing, in air quotes, the grapes. And these weren't the grapes you could just reach in the bag. These were in the plastic container. You had to open up and then pull them out, taste test them. You know, and they were preventing me from getting in there and getting what I wanted.
That's a good one.
You know, I'm okay with, like, tasting one once you've already put it in your cart and you're going to buy them. And you're rolling around and you're kind of hungry. And so, like, you pop a grape in your mouth.
But
that's okay.
But aren't grapes...
You can't park yourself there and graze on them in the produce section.
But aren't grapes priced by weight?
Yeah. Oh, you do not consider that theft.
It's still theft.
Come
that's
on.
Theft.
No, it's like, is
it's
not.
It's like sunglasses at a Walmart.
Oh, my gosh. No, it is not.
Yes, it is. That is theft.
So is taking that pen home.
I didn't take a pen home that you're aware of.
I'm going to take a pen home tonight out of spite. Yeah. Actually, I already stole this one. It says the peanut. This is from the peanut on State Line. And it's in our studio, and I guarantee you that probably traces back to Dana. Sorry, peanut.
Today is National Grain-Free Day. Sam, that sounds like something for you.
A gluten-free action going on across the glass.
Today is Skip the Straw Day, fourth Friday in February. Okay. And celebrating birthdays today, Jordan Peele, Kelsey Grammer is 70. Wow. Jennifer Love Hewitt, met her once. She's delightful. She's 46. And Mary Chapin Carpenter, 67. All right, we got to run. On behalf of our producer today, the bonus hour, by the way, is next. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Be well. And most importantly, be good to one another. Good night. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.